Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Mortimer Snerd, Ray Noble, his orchestra and chorus. 14-year-old Jane Powell, Ernie Newton, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and Charlie's very special guest, Orson Welles. Hey, Charlie.
What is it, Mr. Goodwin?
Charlie, there's a fella outside to see you. He says he's a truant officer.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Truant officer?
Well,
Charlie, what have you been up to now?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Mr. I only missed 3 days this week.
You only missed 3 days?
I only missed 3 weeks this month.
What's that?
I don't know what I mean. I don't know.
He had a message for you, Charlie.
What did he say?
Well, I'll whisper it to you, shall I?
Yes.
April Fool.
You witty fellow, you witty fellow.
Don't you like that?
Yes.
Well, now, don't get sore, Charlie. It was only a gag.
Yes, you and your gags, you. Why can't you be satisfied with just looking funny? Honestly, if it isn't one thing, it's another with you. It's always.
What's wrong now, little pal?
Well, for one thing, when you introduce me, you can give me a little more fanfare.
Oh. Well, you see, I figured you were so small that you could travel on half fanfare.
Yes. Well, go ahead. Laugh while you can, Goodwin. Go ahead.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I just happened to have a letter from Mr. Sanborn. That's all. That's all. Just that. Oh. That's all.
Well, yes. Well, what about it?
Well, I just happened to have it. That's all.
Well?
Mm-hmm. Don't look now, but... your pink slip is showing. You're on your way out, brother.
Oh,
yeah.
How delightfully ridiculous. I have a great future ahead of me.
Have you?
Why, I'll be perfect for television.
No.
Get a load of this profile.
Oh, I've seen better profiles on a jellyfish.
Well, that may be your opinion, Charlie. My friends tell me I'm too cute for words.
Not for the words I know. Now, to get back to Mr. Sanborn's letter...
I have some news for you, Charlie.
Yes?
Sanborn doesn't worry me. It so happens that Mr. Chase and I are just like that.
Oh, you and Chase.
That's right.
Oh, is that so? Well, you're drinking out of the wrong saucer, brother. Sanborn is the head man.
Oh, he is.
Yes, he is. Yeah,
well, what does he have to say? I suppose they want to make this the Bill Goodwin program.
Oh.
I rather like that, too. I can see it now.
Yes.
Bill Goodwin presents.
Yeah, that's right. Just keep talking, brother. Just keep talking. You're really asking for it now.
Charlie, if you have a letter from Mr. Sanborn, I think you ought to read it.
Very well, I will. I quote. Mr. Goodwin, I quote.
Yes, well, quote. Quote all you like.
Yes, it says here, "Dear Charlie..." See, you notice he calls me Charlie.
Yes.
Friendly, you know him. Yes. "As I was sitting here waiting for my coffee roaster to warm up, I thought I would dash off a few lines to you. Here I am, always roasting. Sometimes I regret having made such a fine blend." Notice he even gets a plug in there. Yeah.
Oh, yes, he knows how to use his bean.
Yeah. Oh.
Coffee bean, you see.
No, please, no. Enough is enough. I read on. "Charles, I sincerely regret not having taken your advice about one Bill Goodmeyer or Goodrich or whatever his name might be." That's you, see, or whatever your name is. "I thought his last lecture on coffee was enough to put anyone on a milk diet." See that? "And as for his acting..." I take this slower. "As for his acting..." "I have only two things to say. P.U.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think he's wrong about that. And my fan mail will prove it. Only the other day I got a very nice letter from a girl.
And what did your sister have to say?
Oh, now, I don't see what Sanborn is squawking about. Statistics prove he's wrong.
Statistics?
Statistics.
Yes. Can you say coffee?
I can.
Yes.
The coffee sales are going up, and that must mean something.
It does mean something. It means the coffee's so good, nothing you can say will hurt it.
Gee, fellas, that doesn't seem like fair treatment.
No.
I've always tried to be square.
And you have been square. You have been square. A square peg in a round hole.
Well, gee, when I took this job, I was fired with enthusiasm.
Yes, and it looks like you're going to leave the same way.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, I love this.
My little pal.
Yes.
You wouldn't call me lazy, would you? After all, I am a go-getter.
You are a go-getter?
Yes, I'm a go-getter.
A go-getter. That's nice. Well, go get another job, Ethel.
Do you mean that this is it, that I'm fired?
Oh, come, come. Let us say, rather, that you're being transferred out of the organization, sir. But remember, Bill, no matter what happens, I'm with you. I'm going to do what I can for you.
Oh, well, thanks, Charlie, and I'll do something for you sometime.
Oh, no. I couldn't think of accepting money.
I didn't mention money.
Well, don't you think you better?
Well, I wish you'd help me out a little. Just what is it about me that Mr. Sanborn doesn't like?
I shall be very happy to read further. Dear Charlie, you see, he calls me Charlie.
Yes, we know that. He calls you Charlie.
Yes. I covered this. Furthermore, I despise fellows who play practical jokes, especially April Fool jokes, especially a day late. Especially when their name is Goodmeyer or...
Just a minute. Just a moment.
That's what he said.
How could Mr. Sanborn have that in his letter?
Well, it's right.
I just pulled the joke a minute ago.
Yeah. Well, there's the airmail, you know, it's fast, you know. It is so fast, airmail. It's just, and there you are. You know. That's what it is.
Let me see that letter, Charlie.
Oh, no, you don't, Bergen. No, the ink isn't dry yet.
Well, now, let me have it.
Take your hands off that letter, Bergen. Here. You couldn't read my writing anyway.
Oh, you little barker.
Mr. Bergen?
Yes, Jane?
You must have an awful time with Charlie.
Yes, I do.
I'll never believe anything he tells me after what he did to Mr. Goodwin.
Well, he does enjoy his little pranks.
Of course. But you can't help but like him, though, because he has such a wonderful sense of humor, hasn't he?
Yes. I guess he does take after me a little.
Well, he's very fortunate to have you, Mr. Bergen.
Why do you say that, Jane?
Well, you elderly men are so interesting.
Yes. Miss Powell, aren't you going to sing for us today?
Yes. I have a song by Jerome Kern.
Mm.
It's I've Told Every Little Star.
Oh, I'd like that.
I don't make it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your obedient servant, Orson Welles. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sis. Now, tonight I'm going to do a play.
Yeah, wait a minute here. What's going on here? Whose show is this?
Well, let us move here. Orson, why didn't you wait and let me give you a proper introduction?
Please, Edgar, an introduction would be superfluous.
Now, wait a minute. Now,
do not be impatient, little fellow.
Hmm?
I have written a play, and there are parts for all of you, you lucky people.
What is there about you that gets you?
Oh. Charlie, Orson Welles, in my opinion, is one of the most colorful men in the theater today. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Edgar.
How would you like my opinion of Orson Welles?
Be careful, sir. You're speaking of the man I love.
Well, you don't have to laugh all day at it. Your modesty is so refreshing.
Well, Charlie, you must admit that Mr. Welles has made some outstanding contributions to the entertainment world.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Edgar. I suppose I do have some claim to fame.
That's right, that's right. You did marry Rita Hayworth.
Now, Charlie, I think we should let Orson Welles tell us about the play he's written.
I don't like it. Oh, that's fine.
But, Charlie, I've written it especially for you.
Oh, then you have a hit on your hands. Give us a thumbnail description of it.
Well, in the past, I have concentrated on the serious drama, but this time I have delved into the realm of whimsy and fantasy.
Quick. Yes, quick. Press my cravat.
Because Easter is only a week off, I thought it'd be only right that we give due honor to that hard-working little creature of the forest, the Easter Bunny.
Hmm. Oh. That is sweet. Only you could have thought of that. What is it called?
The pathological evolution of the Ortilagus cuniculus. That is the working title.
Yes. I should say it is. I think it's so much work to say it. If you don't mind my making a suggestion.
Oh, not at all, not at all. I appreciate your opinion as well as that of a person who knows what he's talking about. Suppose we just call it Itsy Bitsy Bunny Boo.
You ruffian.
The whole play centers around the Easter Bunny, which is the leading role.
Who plays the leading role?
Oh, you fool, you.
This is not my day. Well, what do I play, if I may ask?
You play the part of a very wise old owl to whom all the animals come with their problems.
Oh, I get it. Sort of a Mr. Anthony with feathers, huh?
Are we ready? Places, everybody. Music. Curtain. Imagine, if you will, the forest primeval. A woodland awakening where the morning steals upon the night, melting the darkness. The all-cheering sun begins to draw the shady curtains from Aurora's bed.
Aurora's bed.
The slant of its rays causing the dewdrops to glisten like the opalescent rubies in Queen Mab's fairy crown.
This will set radio back 20 years.
I am a happy, merry, mischievous little bunny. And I am tripping through the forest.
What's your name? Hopalong Caster?
Quiet, quiet. Here I come.
Lippity-lip, lippity-lip, lippity-lip.
Ouch. It's a heck of a place to leave a bear trap.
Well, it's always this way on opening night. Please go on.
Ah, yes. At last I approach the ancient oak tree wherein dwells the wise old owl.
Ooh, ooh. Who is there?
It is I, Orson Bunny. Would you help a poor rabbit in trouble?
Oh, certainly. What kind of trouble would you like to get into?
Oh, great wise one, have pity on me. You see before you a creature bowed in spirit and saddled with the weight of an unending sorrow.
Well, what's eating you, kid?
They tell me, old owl, that you are the wise one. You know all.
Oh, that is true, true. I explore the infinite, unscrew the inscrutable. What's your problem?
Well, I have a terrific problem. I'm a rabbit. Next week is Easter, and I have the egg concession for the White House lawn.
You are very fortunate.
But I can't get dyes for my eggs.
What are you going to do?
Well, I think I'll write a letter to the dyes committee. I did not write this. It says I wrote the play. I did not write this, though. Bergen cast me the role of the playwright. I knew what he was doing it for. He wanted to blame me for the material.
Well, you had it coming, though. Mr. Wells, did you have any help on this play, or did you louse it up yourself?
I've been trying to explain to our listeners that if they just tune in on Wednesday night, they'd hear me in an... entirely different kind of material.
Or Wednesday night. Yes, or any other night for Jason Sanborn coffee. It's always refreshing.
Thank you for mentioning that. I'd like to explain that right along here, the play is supposed to get better.
Well, why doesn't it?
Now, what were we talking about?
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, you know, you were an Easter bunny, and you just laid an egg, you remember?
Yes, I'm back to producing again.
Yes.
Thank you.
What do you say we get back to the play for a change now? Now, I'm a wise old owl, you know?
Yeah, frankly, I've seen better owls in drugstores.
Oh.
I'm sorry, people. Wednesday night's an entirely different line of life. We'll change it to Liggett. Frankly, I'll give it to you again.
Yes.
Frankly, I've seen better owls in drugstores.
Ah, well, now, just a moment. I'll have you know that I'm listed among the who's hoot. That could have gone out, too.
Yes. Now, back to the play.
Yes.
Mr. Owl, my big problem is... Now,
just a minute. Here comes Sherman the Stork.
And all that sort of thing, don't you know?
Now, that's acting, Orson. That is acting. Tell me, Mr. Stork, do you still believe in you, Stork?
Yes, I'm so gullible.
You're the funniest-looking stork I ever saw. Aren't you a little bow-legged?
Well, yes. I used to work for Papa Dion, you know.
No names, please.
Oh, no names.
Now, come, Stork. What's your problem?
Problem? Just look at these bruises on my fuselage.
Oh, you poor thing. How did you get them?
Oh, that Bing Crosby's always throwing stones at me.
Oh, yeah. Now, will you get out of here and quit wasting my time?
Now to get back to my problem.
Precisely.
I've always had hard luck.
Well, Mr. Bunny, why don't you carry your rabbit's foot in your pocket?
I tried it, but I just couldn't walk on three legs.
Yip-hoo. My advice to you would be... Interruptions. Come in.
Excuse me, fellas.
Who are you?
I'm a skunk.
I know, Goodwin, but who are you in the play?
Now, let me play my part, will you, Charlie? No, really, fellas, I'm a skunk. My name is Eureka.
You certainly do.
What
what's your trouble?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't feel so good. Last night I got stinko.
Well, you've got a nasty hangover today.
You know, I don't have a friend in the world.
Well, if I might suggest, your perfume is a little too obvious.
Either that or your brakes are burning.
Gee whiz, nobody hardly ever talks to me. And worse than that, I got to move out of my house.
To Clark.
Well, a family of goats moved in next door.
What's wrong with that?
Well, my goodness, do you think I'd associate with those smelly things?
Please, Mr. Owl. Mr. Owl. Popular, isn't he?
I see no reason for applause.
No, I don't either, Charlie. We agree for the first time.
The man only played a part of a skunk.
That's right.
But he did it well. As you were saying?
Yes. Please, Mr. Owl. Back in Carrick. You haven't heard my biggest problem.
All right, Bunny, what is it?
I'm a rabbit, and my landlord hates children.
Oh. What is wrong with the patter of little feet?
Nothing. But at my house, it's a thundering herd. Oh.